So, hello, I'm Reverend Barbara with Creative Living with Reverend Barb from KRFC 88.9. And Diane Fromm has asked me to have a conversation with her about her new upcoming book, Step Parenting the Grieving Child, 5 Insights That Could Change Your Life Right Now.
I think the 3 big differences with bereaved children as opposed to children in a divorce who know there's another parent around that they can visit or see sometimes are, first of all, the kids really have a hole in their heart.
Mm, yeah.
There's no one physically there. And it is up to not only the surviving parent, but also the step-parent to continue the memories of that person who's not there. And that's very complicated.
Okay, that just adds this whole level of weird to me. I deal with the other parent, you know, at a very distant place. But then, for instance, now my stepdaughter has shown, suddenly there's a wedding photo in her room.
Yes, you know? Yes, and I went through that.
and I don't even want to walk in her room because it's sort of this, and I know that it's not about me.
Exactly.
And I think that's an important thing, is that so much of this is not about us.
It isn't. It's totally about the experience of the child. And actually, I've separated the book into 3 parts. The first part is just for the step-parent. It just lets the step-parent read and learn and go, yeah, I feel that too, right? I'm not alone. And yes, that happened to me. But then then we move out of fantasy to reality and we go to part 2, which is you have a child or children who have a hole in their heart, you know?
Yeah.
And the only way the family is really going to progress is if you take the high road of the big person and help them. And you need to help them continue the bond with that parent. And things like the wedding photo need to be allowed and even validated by the step parent. And it really does take a big person with a thick skin to do that for most of us.
Well, sure. I mean, to be able to say, here, you know, it's really okay with me that you have this.
Yes.
So that they don't feel bad too.
Yeah.
You know, because I would think that kids, little kids especially, that are sensitive to that sort of dynamic would be sitting on, well, I don't want to make this person feel bad, but I miss my mom. And, you know, that's got to be an awkward spot for them too.
Mm-hmm. And even if you eventually, as the step parent, can get to the point where you can open the door to the room, see the photo, and go, oh, that reminds me. I wanted to ask you this about your mom or dad, whoever passed away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what was their favorite ice cream? You know, I've been thinking about that because we've been making homemade ice cream and we should make your mom or dad's favorite ice cream flavor.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You know, just eventually becoming comfortable enough to know, as you said, it's not me, and having the empathy to draw out the child to talk about that parent. And no, then that child knows, oh, they're interested, they care.
To hear this entire interview, and for more information on Diane's new book, Step Parenting, The Grieving Child, visit Diane's website, dianefromm.com.